Meeting, which is supposed to be our last meeting this term, is it? Our last meeting this term, and you're going to look at the minutes of the two last meetings, and we look at the records and adopt the reports. Are there any apologies?
Good morning, members. We do have an apology from Mama Khonzi. She's running a bit late today. And Dr. Khokom is going to be attending the meeting today as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Are there written apologies? Okay, all right. Those are the apologies. Honorable members, we accept the apologies. Honorable Rabutaki is saying we should, and seconded by Mama Chobe. Thank you very much, honorable members. I've looked at the minutes. We have the minutes of the 12th. And the minutes of the 19th of April. Can we look at the minutes of the 12th first? Page 1. Page 2. Page 3, I put the minutes, moved, seconded. Thank you very much, honorable members. On the minutes of the 19th, when I looked at the minutes, I asked Jabu to please minute the deliberations of that meeting, because you will see that what is in the minutes is that we had an engagement with NFEF, National Film and Video Foundation, but it doesn't say what we discussed. And I said it's important for minutes to reflect the discussion. So Jabu is going to do that, and maybe at the end we will look at it and adopt the minutes, because it's important for us, because people are going to say, where are the minutes of the meeting where this was discussed? And if it doesn't reflect, then it is a problem. So Jabu is doing that. and we will come back to those women later. We have in front of us also the report, and we are going to ask Fiona, are you going to take us through? We're going to take us through the report. Not page by page, just to tell us what's in the report, just to highlight that in this area, this is what is going to happen, this is what is happening, and in this area, these are the findings, these are the recommendations, so that members are able to look at what is here and then ensure that what is in the report is what we as the committee have agreed upon. I'm giving over to you.
Good morning, honourable members. This is a report that Jabu and I jointly work on together. So if I get stuck somewhere along the way, then I'll just ask Jabu for some assistance. So basically, the report takes the same format as the budget work report that the committee adopted last year. So it starts with an introduction, background, committee observations. And then it goes into the overview of the 2014-15 financial year, which only looks at the first three quarters because that's the only information we have on financials for the last financial year, up to the end of December last year. So what we'll see is that as the department presented the expenditure standard, only 67% at the end of third quarter, which is 68 cents, rather, which is quite worrying because it means that I will be dabbling in fiscal dumping or they'll be understanding as at the end of the 2014-15 financial year. And I know the committee has raised concerns about that. It also looks at expenditure within each of the programs for the 2014-15 financial year. Then I move on to more background information about policy priorities on page 4 and 5, which is basic information about what the department is doing. And then move into the partly into the budget, but that will be dealt with in the next section of the report. Committee engagement is basically an overview of what has transpired in committee meetings over the past few months. I don't know, Jack, do you need to say anything there?
No, it's basically indicating that full committee meetings are solid and answered. So the committee engagement the department, the oil committee, also the NSCS and the NSC and the other two NSCs. So basically the discussions and information regarding the NSCS and the
okay.
And the committee discussion and if you want to comment.
Okay. That's right. And then on page 8 we move on to the budget analysis, which is not unfamiliar to the member because this was a brief that I submitted a few weeks ago. So it just breaks down the budget for 2016-17. And I'm just trying to see if there's anything that really sticks out about that there is, with the exception of the budget allocation for PANSOL, which the Chedi has made provision for, even though PANSOL still hasn't submitted all tables or a strategic plan, even though they have tabled an annual performance plan for 2016-17. So that's not unfamiliar information. And then I think the most important part of the report is where the committee's findings and recommendations are located, and that's on page 14 through page 16. There are lots of recurring issues that are outstanding from last year's budget report. For example, the critical vacancies, the number one vacancy is the position of the acting DG, which hasn't been filled for some time now. Consult, which is an ongoing issue within the department and a thorn in the side of the committee. Equity, which deals with non-compliance with national treaties, is basically looking at the illegal expenditure that the department has incurred during 2014-15, where the entities have worked to decrease illegal expenditure, the opposite can be said for the department where irregular expenditure has increased. I know Jabu, did you put the figures in? I can't quite remember, but there was quite a significant increase in irregular expenditure for between 2013-14 and 2014-15. And then the reports from the South African National Archives Council, Geographical Basins Council, and the ELG Council are still reports that we are waiting for the department to table in Parliament. I know that you've committed to tabling a report for the National Archives Council, and perhaps also I'm not quite sure if Mr. Ndima committed to tabling reports for the other two councils, but I know in the committee meeting with the National Archives, she did say that they will consider submitting or tabling reports. The English Archives is still reports on how the money spent is so outstanding. Moral Generation Movement, the department for the 2016-17 financial year will transfer 2.5 million rand to the Moral Generation Movement, but the committee is awaiting reports on how these funds are spent. And then one of the big issues is oversight by the department, where the monitoring and evaluation and coordination unit is quite under resourced within the department, as Chief of Moore points out, that they are a very poor unit and they have to oversee 80% of the department's expenditure and work as it is. 8.8, that's also occurring with the same. Got to do with the funding model that the department still has to present to the committee, and that to justify why some institutions are so historically advantaged in terms of funding allocation compared to others. Travel and subsistence, 8.9. There has been an increase in the travel and subsistence budget allocation, a decrease rather. There has been a decrease in the travel assistance budget allocation for the current financial year, but if you look at the medium-term figures, this amount increases steadily over the next few years, and the Minister of Finance did say that departments should look into cost-containing measures and cutting unnecessary expenses where possible. So we're not sure, we're also not sure where within the department's budget they are reducing expenditure in terms of assisting in cost containment measures. And then recommendations, when I tried to link, as we did last year, link the recommendations to the recurring issues and findings so they correspond. I'm not sure if we should go through that point by point, or is okay. So link to recurring issue 8.1, which is the committee's recommending that they fast track appointment of the Director General. 9.2, it's got to do with recommending the tabling of plans of strategic plan. so it's quite important. 9.3, the department should start to spend 100% of its budget allocations. 9.4, the tabling of the annual report for the National Archives Council, Geographical Names Council, and Heritage Council. That's still an outstanding matter, as I mentioned earlier, as well as the reports on activities against budget allocation for the England Bird House. The committee is also awaiting reports on how the Maori Regeneration Movement is spending its budget allocation that it receives from the DAC. There's a need for closer monitoring, especially with regard to the annual performance plans that the entities are tailing in Parliament. The funding model was so outstanding. What the department presented was not, as Jefferson pointed out, what was expected of them. So there's still a need for them to explain how they come to the conclusion of funding institutions and projects in the manner that they do. There's a recommendation that the department should limit its spending on subsistence and travel. 9.10, this has got to do with the monitoring and evaluation. It is within the department that should travel. Can you just assist me? I'm just trying to figure out what, because there is no, there's no 8.10, 8.10, there's only a 9.10. But linked to the alignment of budgets in terms of program priorities within the department.
Thank you very much, Diana. Honourable members, as I said earlier, this is just a draft, and members can subtract or add on what is here. Say this finding is not relevant or whatever, and I think that's 9.10 is something that we have observed as the committee, and that the department should those units in the department, and if you look at the budget, you find that the budget is not sufficient for them to do what they are supposed to do. So this is why that this is why we have that 9.10 to urge the department to ensure that the units that deal with entities and also the monitoring and evaluation, because this is what is lacking. They give money, they don't monitor and evaluate. So those would be the stuff. I think that's why we have that 9.10. It's something that we've been talking about all the time that the department is here. So, honourable members, if there are any additions or any comments on the report, it's the opportunity for you to do so. Welcome, honourable members. Honourable members?
Yes.
They are not working.
I'm the same sort this morning, sir. Can I try?
That's not a question. That's a question.
I don't agree with what was said here, but certainly the crisis with no board there and that stuff, aren't it just to say something that as quickly as possible it must be reinstated or must get back? I suppose there is court cases and all those things. I'm not sure that delays the issue, but it does seem that we don't take notice of the big crisis, not putting pressure on the department to try and solve it. So I'm not sure what the right sentence is to say, well, there's no board at the moment, and there's no... And as long as there's no wars, nothing will happen, etc., etc. So we need some action as quickly as possible to solve bumper problems. But I'm not going to word it exactly here. Maybe at the recommendation stand 9.2 it will come to the fore, yeah. Because we just mentioned that it seems to have been the only problem being the strategic plan. Sure, there's more problems than that.
Can somebody craft something that's stronger? And I think a lot of learners are saying that it goes beyond the strategic plan.
Yeah, yeah.
So if someone can assist in crafting the sentiments of the committee, and then later we come back to that and get. If you have any ideas, honorable learners, you can craft something as well, so that we at the end we see which sentiments.
Yeah.
Would
defeat
the feeling of the committee.
I think the broadest we can say is just to solve the problems of the board as quickly as possible, something like that. Maybe that's broad enough, I'm not sure if that's acceptable. Yeah.
That institution needs a holistic approach where everything is going to be sorted out. Because if you sort out one, there are a lot that are remaining.
Yeah, sure.
So if you can try to just reject that while you are discussing. Are there any other areas, honorable members? Honorable madam?
What I'm just trying to understand here is your 8.4 framework. That 8.4 the non-compliance regulation program. That the committee finished most of the period of 2014 financial year that has been identified. we are going to the problem to deal with our issues that we've been uncomfortable with. And then sooner we eliminate these kinds of things. And I was just going to add up something that we are very for me to talk about there. Now, 8.9. The travel and the sister that we see from 54 to 53 and we increase our religion. We can't note and we can note what is intended to happen, but when we see the directive, we can't note. I think we should have said that that will cover in communication nine point nine.
Thank you. try to approve the case because we had no response. So you can respond to the other issue. So you are saying that the entity, the decree was between entities,
yeah.
But the department had this decree.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it needs to be clear. It needs to be clear. So as you are saying, you add the figure as well.
Yeah.
Because when a person is reading this report, a person who is not part of the portfolio committee must be able to know exactly what is happening. So if you can clarify that, and then give us the results. I think that's important. Thank you very much for that. And it's a point that was raised earlier. I think we should do that matter. But we need to have a list of all the countries that have needed their issues. All 20. Because today we are 28, tomorrow we are 27, last day we are 26. So if we can acknowledge the receipt of this, and maybe to say that we were able to see this. And I think it's important for us to raise this national assembly that we need more time, because we will never be able to have of living. We will go out of this place not having seen all this editing if we are only given limited time to sit in that. Maybe with some of them, we will know them to take us and not be able to visit them and not be able to interact with them. So, but I think what you are making is important to add. Welcome, Olaf, and of course, we wish that you're going to be there. Are there any other issues that you need to raise in the report? If there are no issues, have you trusted the comments about 10 months? I think that's the only one that we need to hear what it is about and certify ourselves as members. Do you have any instructions?
Some fixed troubles, so what I have is that the committee notes was concerned the ongoing institutional problems with the inside software, particularly the actual report, and then we
can add to the recommendation that the department should prospect the four nominations to choose the six people into the
committee.
Yeah, I think it's because I don't remember the rest of the thing, but having that one thing is an answer to all the problems. But can you
discuss that? No, I agree with the first part and on the problem part. again, on the second part, as the chairperson said, the fast-tracking only, I'm not going to be fast-tracked, they're still fighting court cases. The old board is still fighting with them, so the solution is not that simple. But maybe something more broad, you know, as the chairman said, they need a board and they need to solve all the problems, something like that. But,
Okay, thank
you. I'm sure that chap has been like seeing something like a hand here.
Yeah, they look alike.
Okay. So are there any other additions or subtractions or changes that you'd like to see?
Yes, sir, I think we need to the court of the changes that are issues that we feel has to come in. If we are not there in the paper. There are some keys of making sure that if there's anything that we're not aware, we can reach the special and technical.
Okay.
We shouldn't try to say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But and now I'm giving opportunity for the adoption of the report with the amendment. So I need time to move for that.
So I don't know what
I didn't hear that.
I'm saying that I'm giving the opportunity for people to move for the
amendment. Oh, yeah.
With the amendment.
He said he only like black hands, so I can move around here.
Oh, no.
Okay. Can you look at page 1? I hope he shouldn't me that, so that's been the wife black combination, that's what I mean.
To have a presentation
and bread presentation from the roses coming to greet us. And it is going to help us if we are focused. I know the roses can tell us everything and anything that we want to appeal to them. I will appeal and the person on your behalf to say that they need to be focused. They are looking at the argument. And this is the only thing that we will be doing, because we received a special permission for us to look only at the argument. And the department, after they have given us their presentation, the department will come in and then we have an opportunity to discuss at the portfolio committee. So this is the situation, and we will be receiving the roses and the department. So that we put it in the portfolio.
Okay. are going, you introduce yourself as you, and you want to give your presentation, and we are feeling that you have, as you are focused on the agreement, and we are appealing as a welcome, Mr. We are appealing that the presentation is focused to the agreement, because this is why we're here in this assembly, and we need to be straight to the point, to say this is not what agreed upon, this has happened, this has not happened, and this is not the thing that should happen. And the department will immediately say after something, and as a committee we have our discussion. And introduce yourself as you just before you present, so that the committee knows who is here. Or maybe let's have an introduction of all the people that are here.
Good morning, members of the commission. Good morning, chairperson. Once again, many thanks for the opportunity to come in and talk to the portfolio committee about this matter. We make sincerest apologies for the acting director general could not join us today. There was a lot of African rights in our camp this morning, and so I think it's time to be at least this time. I'm the opportunity to ask for the motion of the government, and on my left, the colleagues will introduce themselves as we go down the road.
Good morning, Honourable. I am Divan Dejwa, Director of Services of the Department of Agriculture.
Good morning, Honourable Members. I'm Charles Mabato, Chief Director of Cultural Development.
Good morning, Honourable Members. I'm Kunal Shachwayo, Deputy Director for Events and Technical Services.
Good morning, Honourable Members. I'm Fred Nyatela, President of the South African Roadies Association.
Good
morning, Honourable Members. I'm Bertrand Gauss, Elementary Officer, Arts and Fashion.
Thank you very much.
Mr. President, the floor is yours. First of all, I'd like to thank the Honourable Members of the Committee for giving Sarah an opportunity to come and present.
Do you want to speak with this also? It's your first time here.
Not really, but with this committee.
Yes.
Yeah, with this committee it's the first time, but we've been here. This is our third time to meet with the committee.
Discussing the agreement?
No, no.
Oh.
No.
Okay. I'm also trying to discuss the committee on the agreement, but I don't know who you are.
Yeah, that's going to be the index. That will be summary. Timeline of broken promises, objectives of the settlement agreement, obligations of the parties, other 3 years of health, what the portfolio committee has said, outcomes, and Sarah's prayer. First, like I said, I'd like to thank and commend the portfolio committee for offering Sarah the opportunity to present. At the outset, it was a small matter, that should have never taken up the portfolio committee time as it has. There has been systematic failure of the DAC to honor obligations, a catastrophic failure of the public protector South Africa to see to a project plan and implementation, a monitoring plan, and most unfortunately, a failure of the portfolio committee to exercise appropriate oversight to the DAC's failure in evidence which it has spoken of. There is but a limited option to see a solution, and such is contained in SARA's prayer at the conclusion of its presentation. Timeline, broken promise. The following is the timeline with respect to the Department of Agriculture, Public Protector, South Africa, and the South African Roadies Association. 2005, dispute arises between SARA and the department. 2006, 25th July, Public Protector produces report on dispute. 2012, February 17, first settlement agreement, Public Protector Department and South African Roadies Association. 2012-14, DAC fails to honor obligation in settlement agreement. 2014, 1st April, second settlement agreement, Public Protector Department and SARA. 2014-2015, the department and the public protector fail to honor obligations in settlement agreements. 2015-12, a meeting was held at the public protector whereby the office of the speaker was represented and the honorable chair was presented and new commitments were made. Unfortunately, again, the commitments were not complied to. 2016, February 18, public protector faced disrespect against honor obligations in the settlement agreement. Objectives of the settlement agreement. 3.1, the objectives of this agreement are to put the complaint lodged by SARA to rest and amicably resolve all issues that have been to implement the DAC commitment to SARA made verbally and then made in writing by the department since 2005, and then we have the copy of those documentation evidence of those commitments that were made. And then 3.3 of the settlement agreement, for the DPT public protector to have oversight in respect of monitoring the progress of the objectives and outcomes of the agreement. And accordingly put in place an appropriate monitoring mechanism to ensure the DAC operates in strict accordance with Batupele principles in all its dealings with SARA, and that the relationship between the DAC and SARA is compliant in respect of SARA. DAC commits to respond to SARA's proposal within 30 days of receipt of such proposal. Obligations of the parties. You've got SARA's obligation and the public protector's obligation and the department obligation. SARA met and adhere complied to all its obligations. And then both parties, the department and the public protector, represented by the deputy public protector, failed dismally to comply with their obligation. That's why we are here today. 2 years of hell. Please refer to the communication record 29 April 2014 to 5th April 2016. And the communication was submitted to a portfolio committee. The topic is the book of all the communication from the office of the speaker to this committee to the portfolio committee of correctional and justice and correctional services. What the portfolio committee has said, very interesting. September 1st, the meeting of September 1st, the first meeting after the meeting of the 12th of August that was held at the public protest. 1st supported that. But unfortunately, the department has been forcing, meaning SARA, to receive this 10 million. And then when we refuse to accept this 10 million, because it is not in line with the settlement agreement, the department from the West Coast, he didn't want to comply with the settlement agreement. They always wanted to work out of the settlement agreement. As some of the members of the portfolio committee have said before, even yourself, Chairperson, and the Honorable Mr. Matango, in your meeting of the 1st of September. So we finally had another meeting 2 weeks back with the department and the public protector, of which even the deputy public protector, we have communicated long before that the way the deputy public protector is handling this matter is not he's not fair. And then we had a meeting after we have lodged a written complaint against the deputy public protector to the Portfolio Committee of Justice and Correctional Services, including the office of the Speaker. And then in our last meeting with the department was also insisting, now they told us that now they have raised the money from 10 to 15 million, but they will give it to SARA. And then we asked them to put what they're suggesting in writing. Unfortunately, on Friday night, 6:59, we received a letter from the department, of which it was the same letter was still not addressing the settlement agreement. The same letter was insisting that SARA must receive the funds. And then the same letter also was stating that, no, the department cannot fund SARA operations and admin costs because the department, this time they say because the department does not fund salaries. And then we responded on Saturday. And then we stated clear that, the issue, because they were mentioning that the department doesn't won't be able to fund the salaries of SARA staff. And then operations is not only a salary. There are more than 20 items in the operation cost. Why didn't the department also do as they did with the international project, when they took out and funded the international project? Why didn't they not fund, include the salaries and fund this other item? The truth of the matter is that the department has been funding operation and administration costs for other organizations, including individuals. This is the only organization that has been subjected to this, I don't know how to put it, we've been denied genuine support by this department. See, for the past 20 years, the only support that SARA has been getting from this department is for international calls. A project, knowing that no friend will be coming to SARA. This man will be paying for airlines and hotels when and accommodation when students go overseas. As we have submitted a list of organizations that has been getting operations and admin from the department, We can even mention them, even today, including orchestras that are receiving 10 million, 5 million with ring-fenced money. And the only organization of its kind, not only in South Africa, but the whole continent, that is empowering young people with technical and production skills, skills that black people were deprived of, with a track record, meaning great track record. We got, meaning hundreds of young people who are employment. You go to AABC, you go to venues, you go to Cape Town Jazz Festival, you go to multi-joints. The industry is full of young people that have been trained by this organization with 80% of the support for empowering our youth coming from overseas, from your Irish, from your Dutch, from your Norwegian, from giving even on the job opportunities in their events, festivals and venues, of which it is a struggle to even the department provide similar opportunities in their own events in our country. We have to struggle. And then that only happened once with the former acting DG, Vuyo Jack. And then it stopped again. And then you ask yourself, why? Why this must come on? If we can name it, your Mushitos, you name it, they are getting operations, even individuals. And then...
Have I said earlier, let's focus on what we agree upon. I can feel...
Why do we
say you can feel your anxiety? But let us focus. You said the issue is on the renovation
and operation cost.
And then the issue is on the operation cost and what else? The renovation and the operation.
Exactly. And that, okay.
And in the public protector meeting, you raised this issue.
Yes.
And I, if you remember, said to you, government does not take operational costs of organizations that are not their entity. I said so in that meeting. And your response was what you are saying now.
Yes.
That they are paying in other institutions. And I said, if you remember, that does not make it right. Government does not pay operational costs of organizations that are not there. But you mentioned a number saying that they are paying, yes. And this is why when we came back and the department was invited into the portfolio committee, we asked the department, we told them, the department was in that meeting, and we said, how do you do this? You know, so this is not supposed to do it, but if there are a number, that this is why as the department, as the portfolio committee, we ask the department to give a share funding model. That is going to help us. How do you take this decision to fund? Because as you are saying, today they fund, tomorrow they don't, the other day they do. This is why we ask for a funding model. And on the issue of renovation, we have patterns that we are asking the department. For instance, if you are saying the security staff with Kotecha and Mamutom, Honorable Tom, were in that meeting and they don't agree with what the department is doing. The department is supposed to work within a framework. They are supposed to work within a framework. And if they go outside the framework, then our duty is to ask them why they are working outside the framework. Because the department, this is part of the news in the corporate community, that it is the Department of Public Works that deals with infrastructure. the Department of Public Works deals with infrastructure, and if the department dealt in the issue of infrastructure, they must tell us why they are doing that. Because it is not their money to be involved in the infrastructure. What they can do, the department, is to ensure that whatever they want to do with infrastructure goes through, but they don't even own infrastructure department. This infrastructure is owned by the public. But I'm going to give the department an opportunity. I don't want to respond to what you said.
No.
What we are going to do is to, you told us that the issue is on the renovation, and this has not happened at all. The department reneged from the accident.
Only one point, sir. Please. Okay. Just to clarify all the things. That's why in that presentation there was this timeline of this issue. Did you start yesterday or last year? This matter is running for 10 years and then commitments were made. These are evidence from the first report of 2006. The department undertook here in 2005. The department said they won't be able to fund the renovation. But they undertook, it's clear to this, they undertook to communicate with the relevant bodies for funding of the renovation. And then here also, the department committed to fund SARA for 3 years. For 3 years only, for its operations and admin. It was in this, and then we had meetings at the department, both SARA and the department. We came together with a 3 year plan. It was not supported. Reasons were not given. It is also in the internal minutes of the department, of which we have. What I'm talking about here is the copy of all what we say. We have evidence, and then with the bottom line is that the settlement agreement is a legal document. No, it cannot be handled willy-willy like the department is doing. The bottom line is that the department officials are behaving as demigods.
I have asked you, but to say this is the agreement, this has not been implemented, and you are saying that they have not started with the...
They have failed!
They have not implemented...
Nothing.
The part that is...
No, sir, I think what we are talking about, I think that we are in a political committee. The political procedure, we have a responsibility to listen to everyone who presents to us. But it's not okay that we've been abused. We take our work very clear, and we'd like to give you the opportunity, as you have indicated, to went across the parliamentary procedure to ask for this issue to speak. And if we not okay, we can put it in that when we are here to listen to speak. They have moved the procedure in any issue, and we request that those rules be respected.
We are now going to ask the department to be focused to tell us what was the agreement, what has been implemented, what has not been implemented, so that as a portfolio policy, we are giving you must be focused. Let's focus on the agreement, as I said before. And let's look out the agreement, focus on the agreement, and portfolio policy will discuss. Taking into account the matter raised on the 12th of August and in subsequent meetings with the Deputy Public Inspector last week. In essence, the focus of this particular presentation is on the agreement between the parties contained in Section 4. And in essence, this has been some of the major issues at hand, obviously, it's a substance of the agreement, as we've been telling points out. And one of some of the complexities in this process is some of the interpretation for example, with regard to the Commission's proposals, the letter of the settlement agreement indicates that the DAC shall consider. There's no guarantee of funding. And so those are some of the areas where we've been almost at pretty much constant lobbying against Monsara, as the portfolio committee is aware. So, with regard to clause 4.1.1 in the settlement agreement, it speaks to the receipt of proposals, the consideration of proposals, and of course the communication to SPAR. I will acknowledge up front, Chairperson, as we have done so in portfolio continuity, we have not always managed to meet the 30-day turnaround time for decision or responses to correspondence, and that we acknowledge that it should be coming from our part. When we were with the portfolio committee a little while ago, you asked us for more detail. When did we send the letters? And this report is an attempt to indicate specific dates and you can have copies of them. On the 1st of April, as Mr. Nietzsche pointed out, two proposals were submitted. The building renovation proposal, which requested nearly $40 million for the renovation of Soraka, and a funding proposal encompassing a 3-year request for operational and administrative funding. And this is where, in our letter that we sent last night, copies of which, sorry, on Friday night, copies of which have been circulated to the committee, in meeting with the DTC, we have started to recognize that there are some areas in the wording of the settlement agreement which have proved to be problematic, like operational and administrative conduct. Mr. Nicola speaks of nearly 20 items on the outline, all of which speak to overhead. Legal fees, audit fees, telephone costs, staffing, whereas in our context, we're interpreting the extent to which we're supporting training and those kinds of programs, which is why when the DAC responded, we responded to support the programmatic elements of that proposal, which is the International Relations Program, which has been in force since 2014 and comes to the end in the financial year. The project is going well, Barbara is working well on it. The letter seems to start to indicate that we would support the International Interventions Program, but that we would unfortunately not be able to support the core operation cost of the organization and the children's costs. The renovation project, the response is a bit more complicated in that initially, we had indicated that we would facilitate the project, absolutely, and the IDT did an assessment of our house. And one of the critical elements that came out of that assessment was listed on the first page of the assessment, which was annexed in our report, which indicates that the IET assessment found that the building was beyond its functional limits. At that point, the DAC made a decision to not invest in the structure, recognizing that an assessment had been done, indicating that the base of the building was not there. Equally, the enormous cost of the overhauling of the building as was proposed over and above its initial value presented some challenges. Subsequently, the DAC revised that decision based on a number of discussions, as Mr. Nietzsche referenced, and offered $10 million. The complexity became about how that $10 million would come into effect. Sorry, you. Is that the IET should implement this project on behalf of SARS. The competency for the DAC is that we have a lot of experience with the IET and building through other parties. More than that, in our funding context, if a body that is not a state funded entity approaches us for money, we contract directly with that institution and transfer the funds directly to that institution. We support CD co-foundation to develop CD-co-computer, we trust to do work on DigiFeed, and any number of other organizations, some of whom have been here today, the Bushwick Monument, for example, where we have contracted directly with the organizations who approached us for funding. It certainly was mentioned in a meeting in August with the DPT and the chairperson of the portfolio committee that the IET would be a possible bill. The DAC in that meeting, in fact, tabled its concerns, and this portfolio committee will be familiar with some of those concerns about the ability of the IET to implement, because you hear all of the information about the liability commission Further, the question of the liability becomes an issue. If the DAC mandates a building that is not its own and things go wrong, who is then responsible? So in our view, we have made a 15 million rand refined offer to SARS, recognizing that the original 49 million of the IET assessment report has escalated because the assessment was done in 2013, and also making provision for SARA to appoint itself professionals who can run this project on their behalf. Coming out of the meeting with the DPT, it was also agreed that the Department of Arts and Culture would help to draft the terms of reference for that project manager for that project, and they subsequently done it. SARA owns SARA House, and as a result, is best placed to actually govern the construction process in the interest of the organization. The DAC has indicated that it is happy to participate in a project steering committee and will play an active monitoring role in this project. However, SARA has continually envisaged, or rather expressed, concerns with it. Based on meeting with the DPP, the original assumption as we drafted the report was that SARA had accepted these conditions, but we understand in subsequent correspondence that that is not necessarily the case. With regard to clause 4.1.4, the DAC has deployed Mr. Colin Oxfire, who is a sector specialist in the technical and engineering services sector, and he's been constantly liaising with the South African Roads Association. And here's the dialogue line of communication between the DAC and SARA. With regard to SARA's funding from other funding agencies, we are aware that SARA did approach the National Arts Council to fund it. There have been some issues with how that has been managed. Our internal audit team has looked into that matter. A draft report is prepared with us, and we expect it to be finalized in the next couple of weeks. We have asked for some indication of progress with regard to SARA's approaches to other funding agencies, but at this point we've not been provided with the information. We committed to a harmonious relationship. So the truth is that as Mr. Mayor was presenting, what has become very apparent is that relations between SARA and the DAC have been complex, fractured, difficult, and very uncomfortable in some respects. The DAC has continued to engage with SARA at a variety of levels and a variety of courses. We made provision for SARA to be part of, SARA learners to be part of major programs such as initiatives. We've also supported subsequent applications from SARA. In the inaugural edition of Africa Month,
the South African Road Association submitted a proposal and with minister's intervention that was well funded, and it subsequently concluded a 3-year funding agreement to allow the maintenance technical services contract. We have had some challenges with regard to the harmonious relationship, and we've submitted some emails and correspondence between ourselves and SARA as an indication for that. As the Deaf and Public Protector pointed out, relations must remain professional, must remain civil, and the department is very committed to that. With regard to the facilitation of SARA's application, we have sent endorsement letters for SARA to all the identified funding agencies. This was to request both their support for what was at the time the balance of the renovation, but also to support SARA's operations and administration application. And as we've indicated, we set aside budget in, for the full cost. However, and we've indicated this to SARA, is that we would very much like to see this project complete itself in the current financial year. The matter has been standing, we've had to make budget provision, and we really want to see this project realized in the current financial year. In essence, we've heard from the DPP, the convener of the meeting. The DPP has fairly wide-ranging powers, and he indicated in the meeting that his aim was really to negotiate and facilitate the settlement agreement. And it's very much in that spirit, in that character, that the meeting went ahead from the executive angle. One of the challenges in the interpretation has been, for example, the position of the implementation plan. The DDT is not doing the work on behalf of SARA, and therefore cannot on its own submit an implementation plan. So what is presented to the DDT is to say, let us work together on an implementation plan that is developed in consultation with the project manager, which is to be appointed, so that there is a very clear understanding of what needs to be done. That becomes the basis of the MOA, which will allow the funding to be able to go to the South African Mining Association. Into the South African Road Association. And that is very much what we're hoping will come out of the project with the DAC. The DAC wants to develop a draft terms of reference for the appointment of the project manager for the renovation project, the Enfantum, to further outline the reasons for providing support, must provide the support for SARA's operation in the Enfantum, and which of that corresponds to the information. And we have confirmed in writing, yet again, our intention to support and to confirm support for the renovation project. Our understanding is that SARA would then proceed to contract itself, due to the qualified contractor to do the work, that would then operate in terms of SARA's policies and procedures with the assistance and guidance of the department. And that should be the presentation from the DAC. In our view, while there certainly have been some challenges, we are operating in the spirit and principle of the settlement agreement. There has been progress with regard to the settlement agreement. It may not be a smooth or easy one, but we are obviously from the department side that we are making progress, and we very much like to continue to work with SARA, especially to resolve the issues in the renovation approach.
Thank you very much. The AC. I am now going to provide an opportunity for members to ask questions and make comments. Honorable Macron, and my voice. So I'm asking
asking myself, how have we failed you? Why are we meeting you with you for a third time so that we can get the information from you about all the conditions that we experience with the waiting in the room of the time? I think maybe the question is, can't be correct. Because already the report, that's the report today, it becomes a public report that the millions are published out. It can't have this minute immediately when you come from the community. So my point is, that statement is a statement that is not correct. We have not failed you. We are still starting to get information from you. Yes, BAC has made a presentation to add the portfolio committee after the chairperson attended the meeting of the public protector. So the chairperson of the committee was invited to that meeting. She had to come back and report to the portfolio committee. But the minute that you quoted here, the minute of that meeting that you were here, those minutes do not amount to a conclusion that you can say we have told you. This is for the question that we are meeting with you. There are processes in Parliament that are being followed. For example, after we have dealt, we have listened to you, and the first process, listened to the AC, we will be taking the report, making recommendations to Parliament to adopt whatever presentation or whatever deliberations that are being deliberated in that meeting. Then, after that, maybe tell us that how we should conclude. But in this case, that has been taken, it's not correct. But personally, as a member of the population, I'm very dealing with this matter. For the fact that it can't be said that we have faith. I think that needs to be corrected. Because we have not. We are still dealing to deal with faith that we have here on this board. The second issue, Chairperson, I agree. Every other man. I'm not a lawyer by profession, I'm a teacher by profession, but at least I have an eye, I have a way of looking at every law, because I've been working in the legislation for almost the past 3 years of my life. When I look at the other man, or a person, and who I think the arbitration that they have is in the matter of the renovation, that the cost came 10 million is the matter of the operational funding. I don't know the cost, but the 4 million funding is other things that are doing. My Eva going through all of this and getting all the reports, going through the reports that are presented here, I don't understand. I don't get them, I didn't get them in the report on whether, where is the problem. Because DAC is saying we are going to give out 10 million to the roadies to do the renovation. They are committing on the front. They have committed. The second one on the operational, they are saying they are not going to give the operational fund, which we all understand and agree. And actually, if DAC has done that, if my ever that why did they say that I was presenting there was a lot that he was thinking, that is not fine. If DAC has done that, that is unlawful. They were not supposed to do that. And if we have done something wrong, we need to stop it. Unfortunately, when we have to stop, it doesn't matter where I'm stopping. We need to stop it with the wrong thing. It doesn't matter whether you stop with me or you stop with Matam, that's the wrong thing, especially if the wrong thing is presented and they pick it up as a portfolio committee. What they have to say, this is wrong to AC, you are not supposed to do that. You are not supposed to do that. By law, you are not supposed to fund any operational whatever for different organizations. Then that matter, being separated, we need to know that and also pick up with the DAC and help every revolution on that matter, because that matter cannot continue. Then they also need to tell us the answer that they discussed with the operation. And that's how we need to deal with them on that issue. We need to them so that we don't find that not correct. And the portfolio committee, I think, I'm my. Remember, we also share the same statement with you. But then, the issue here that was the issue. That was the issue that this second year is what is the problem with the 10 million we give to him by the government of Act and Hajj to do the renovation? I'm moving from the climax that when you ask for help from me and say, Matshaba, help me with 1, 2, 3, and I help you. You come back and say, as you are helping me, you are supposed to do 1, 2, 3 with me. I have an obligation to say, no, I'm not going to do that with you. I've helped you, this is the way we can continue with it. You are never that to help me. So I want to understand, I'm not getting it. Even in the presentation, and I was going through all the presentation, and we have all the physical information I do not hear the same neither. The AC is saying that you can use the 10 million. Or whatever, you can use whether it's the 10 million. How can we actually do this? Because the obligation is NIRF is here. And I think this is the contract that the other members are doing. Can you also change? And then we look at 5.1.1. We say the department here agrees to provide financial support to the department agent in the form of an allocation of the sum of 10 million. Within the current financial year, this allocation shall be paid to the department account within stated. There are a lot of things that have been there. Then 5.1. The allocation as can 5.1 account shall be subject to a special written agreement with the IDP and the department. It goes on. After 2 minutes, then I do not get to the point where I say to the agreement that the department must do the renovation on behalf of. Can we get to the resolution in terms of the agreement? What I've been trying to do for the clause that they must do that on behalf of the resolution.
Can we know the question at the end of the question?
Thanks, Chef. I've got a bit of flu. I don't think that they are audible. There are a few things that I want to pick from the two presenters, both from Sarah and the department. Indeed, myself, I've also read the agreement which Honorable Police is referring to. But I want to check one from Sarah in terms of their operation, because they presented to us that their operation does not include only salary. There are a number of items. I want a list of those items, which are those items that are there in their operation. Number two, I want to check from the department in terms of the assessment made by IDC, which relates to both of the building. I understand that IDC said the building has gone beyond its life. I want to understand from the government, from my basis, what informs against the advice of IDC to put aside 10 million to 10 million which is to be invested on something that has gone beyond its life. Then what is going on? Number three, Chair,
on the obligation, on the obligation of the party, on the obligation of the parties as outlined, there's an assertion that the two parties involved, they must try by all means to harmonize their relations and ensure that in their interaction they are busy. And sitting from here, Chair, it becomes very difficult for me to listen from the tone, the language that I have. I think goes against the obligations that have been set out in your meeting. And I doubt whether if this party, there's no respect to each other, if there's no respect to each other, sitting from here, whether we can accept this argument, which Honorable Solis was talking about, to be finalized. The other issue, Chair, that I want to know is, what could be the problem from that if the 15 million is transferred there? Because the agreement with Honorable Solis is talking about has not talked about the implementation of this. What is the problem of SARA having received the 15 million and implement the renovation by themselves? What are the problems there? We need also to understand. I think colleagues already have said the fact that the department will appear before us and will ask questions and will give advice to the department on how things should be done. We are referred to as failure. It's a problem. It's a problem. Because it's our constitutional responsibility as the portfolio committee to do oversight on the department. And there are no prescriptions put before us as to if we have not failed, this is how we should have done our oversight of the department. I think there is a problem in relation to that. Because we have got an obligation and a responsibility, a personal responsibility as a portfolio committee, to make sure that when the department is implementing its plan, it done according to law. It cannot be right that there is an agreement which is interpreted differently, that suggests that department should fund operational costs. So that as long as there's that particular agreement, that's what the has to implement, even if it's against the law. It can't. It's our responsibility as the portfolio committee to ensure that the public funds are spent in terms of the law. And I want to understand from Sarah Chair the items that are there in their operation. If it does not include salaries, telephone bills, and whole sort of things. But I want to put it to the department. that the department has got a responsibility to assist organizations, different organizations in training. The department has got that responsibility to do that. And I will have a very serious problem if you have submitted a proposal to the department for training and the department is not coming forth to assist. But if proposal has been submitted, which includes operational code, then I will have a problem. Because that would be against the law. As I said, as I'm going to sit down, Chair, I want to emphasize from Mr. Nyashel, the whom they're sitting from this chair in this portfolio committee. It's a very best tool. It's against the obligations I set out in a meeting with the public protector. It does not show the respect to each parties involved in that agreement. And I think going forward, it needs to change. So that as a portfolio committee, we are able to assist where we can assist
Thank you very much, Honourable Member. Are there any other comments or
Just some clarification. We read about the meeting on the 20th of April, which is quite recently, being a dispute resolution meeting. Does that mean all the parties were there on both sides? And I can see in the end that some decisions have been taken. One is terms of reference, I see that's been done. The second one is to further outline the reasons for supporting Taras and not supporting them. Has that been done? And the last one said, yes, to confirm writing support for renovation projects. Are those done? Is it too quickly from the 12th of April? Is that what happened in more or less at this time?
Sure. Thank you.
I have one question. And if you don't mind, because I would, if you can't permit to come here, I'm unable to find my way around it. I could pick up as what the international passion. Having agreed with my colleagues on the questions of failure, what does the international one passion have to do?
It's in Sarah's prayer in the presentation. The portfolio committee to see to it that let's see. Section 17.2 of the powers and privileges and immunities of Parliament and Provincial Legislature Act of 2004. And then this one can be taken somewhere. The third one, the DAC, to comply with the settlement agreement. Comply with the settlement agreement. Not impose or want to change the settlement agreement. Comply with the settlement agreement, which is a legal document.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. And what you want to do to force them to comply?
Yes.
Okay. There are two things I would recommend that we do. Before we go to, I can't think of resolving the matter. Perhaps the middle wisdom of matters is there. You see, there is no way this committee would be passing to taking the role. That's okay. Our responsibility is a government and a constitution and the rule of law. Our main responsibilities are three to make. To make law, to hold the government to account, and over and above that, to public education. That's our basic responsibility. Now, if the government breaks the law, we are not going to agree with the vision of it. If laws have been broken in the past, so we have a Kenya, we are not going to say, even if you have been breaking the laws, continue to break, no, it shall not happen to the other. So that's we are not going to agree to the vision of it. To be honest with you, is when we learned that the department was giving out money, 10 million, we were actually shocked. That they are giving money to a non-government body. But they explained to us that there was not a fight. But now because we're fighting with these people, how can we look? What are the things that they need? No, they want us to pay for their, give them a building or repair their building, and we must also pay for their operation costs. Okay. So, what is your view? No, well, we cannot say do those things for a private entity. Then we then set up money to then make a statement. Get out of here, make law. We can, if that's what we want, we can make Ruby, I mean, Tara, a public entity. Is that what you want? That we can do from the weekend past, we can decide if what you want us to make sure that they give you money for your building and they pay for your salary, follow through and the tax and everything. That's what we can do to do. But how we do it, we'll do it differently. And how we do it is we turn Tara to a public entity. Tell people that within our committee, that makes you know, and that makes everybody angry. And once they oversize over you, the comment that my colleague, sitting there across the table, was raising as a concern on your behavior, will then have a very good hold on your behavior as a person. So now you are a Mubikana. We invited you, we can control you while you are in the system using the rules of parliament. But what you have done is that. But once you are a public entity, then you are attached to this portfolio for everything that you do in all corporate cases or on another. If that's what you want, you can just comply with the general understanding of life. According to the law, you can make the law and you offer it to the part of the public entity and that's what you can do. And I think we'll be there.
Thank you very much. I'm now going to speak an opportunity for people to respond to the issues that have been raised. And as you do that, the other thought is very interesting to respond. I'm also going to start, Mr. Yafela, you're going to start with the president of this body.
First of all, I would like to apologize for maybe the tone that I put. That's not my intention to disrespect anybody or to meaning undermine a member of the portfolio book committee or anybody. As I said, I apologize again, but it
because of this matter that has been dragging on for a long, long time. So getting into the question, there was a question from the Honorable, I forgot his name, regarding the issue that clarified that the Portfolio Committee, the failure of the Portfolio Committee. For us, as far as how did we arrive to that point, is that since from the 1st of September, the Portfolio Committee has been meeting with the Department of Agriculture, of which SARA has been having access to all those elements from the 1st until the recent one of the 23rd of February, whereby also that's why we had that slide of what the committee had said. Because if the members of the committee have been saying to and asking the department to conduct itself in a proper manner, that the department must adhere to Batupili principles. It's on record. And then we've been far. We've been sending communication complaining about the department to the Portfolio Committee, and then nothing was happening. We've been sending a communication complaining the conduct of the how we arrived there, because
we are honorable members, and we are not here to oversee what the department is doing, implementing their own objectives and their own. We can't be in contact of the government. We can't. When you hear something, you tell us you run. We have 28 entities that we deal with in this department. And you are listening and from the department, but you are a citizen that is doing good work. And for you to come here, you have been invited by the Portfolio Committee. Yeah. It's not an accident that you are here. We can't call you every day and tell us that something is happening. We can't, because there's a lot of work to do. You can't just because you've seen the department funding somewhere there, you call us and we call you. We don't have time. So with due respect, realize that the reason that you are here is because you've been sitting with the department and they have been giving us answers, satisfactory answers. This is why we've invited you as well. I'm asking you not to refuse the Portfolio Committee. Because these members, these honorable members, are working hard to listen to what the people are saying. So I'm asking not for the people, because it's doing its way to the best of the
people. No, we'll do the chairperson and then we'll respect that one. And then, Jehovah, we have put it, those were the frustrations and what we've been facing. And then, coming to the other question was about the renovations and the operations and all of that. Like we have said, this issue of the renovations and operations, it didn't start now. This commitment was made as far as 2006 in the first public protector report, of which we have a copy of it, whereby the department in that 2006 public protector report, then they said they won't be able to fund for a renovation, but they will assist with the operations and admin.
And then regarding the renovation, the department undertook that it will liaise with the relevant entities, including foreign embassies, and that support a renovation project so that it can assist further. I wanted to clarify that no, this is those two issues. And then again, on the issue of the 10 million, that when the 10 million first came, it was not about giving Tara the 10 million for renovation. It was to give Sarah the 10 million so that Sarah can move out of his building in Newtown to find another accommodation somewhere. And then how did we know about this? Is that the department submitted a report to the office of the speaker and copied to the honorable chair and the public protector. And then when we were making a follow-up with the public protector, it was then, after 3 months, that then we received this report that was submitted by the department, which was talking about the 10 million to move Sarah out of Newtown, not to fund the renovation. And then also in the settlement agreement, it was agreed that the department will appoint the ICT to do the assessment, and after that the department will submit a project implementation plan to the public protector, and then through ICT and other relevant bodies, the renovation will take place, being done by the ICT and other relevant bodies. And then when we had that meeting of the 12th, is because Sarah was now challenging the report that was submitted by the department to the office of the speaker and public protector and to you, Chairman, of which Sarah stated that what is in that report, it was false and untrue statement. That's why we finally had that meeting of the 12th. And then in that meeting of the 12th, it was agreed, and then the Sarah was persuaded to accept the 10 million, and then Sarah accepted the 10 million, but the public protector, of which you, even you, Chair, supported the deputy public protector. Well, you said, no, but the 10 million must not be given to Sarah. It must be given to the contractor. And that's what it was agreed upon on the meeting of the 12th of August. Unfortunately, that and then the department was asked to submit a project plan again to the public protector. After and then Sarah was requested to submit a document that will help the department to formulate that project implementation plan. Sarah did that and submitted that to the department on 2 days after the meeting of the 12th. Sarah submitted that to the department on the 14th of August. Still, the department again failed to submit the project plan. And then in terms of the operations and admin, the department first, in the first, they said no, the department won't be able to fund the renovation because of the statues and other PFMA issues. And as Sarah, we put it in writing, requesting the department to give us the information of which laws or statutes are sitting there. Because we're seeing people receiving, being given. Up to today, we haven't received that response saying that, hey, with the department, we cannot fund because clause blah blah blah, or which section rule of PFMA or what says this. No, it doesn't. And that is the continuation of what? Not adhering to Batupili, not adhering to fight. And then the other.
The items,
it was like those like telephone, internet, the operation setup. Unfortunately, I don't have the copy of it's like the operation cost, but they included the salary was one of the items, and like telephone, stationery, etc. And then lastly, that's why we ended up because of the communication that were taking place between the office of the speaker and the department responses, and then following up on the portfolio committee meeting with the department, and then reading on record what the department was presenting to the portfolio committee, and then seeing that what they are saying to the portfolio committee and that what they are saying to us is a different story. And then that's why we ended up on the 26th of February lodging a complaint to the portfolio committee in terms of section 4 of 2004. That meaning the department officials have been presenting false and untrue statements to the portfolio committee. And then that's when we were making follow-up and not getting any response regarding the complaint we were making, we ended up contacting the office of the speaker, and the office of the speaker referred us to the committee of committees. That is chaired by Honorable Freud. Since we sent this, and then up to now we haven't got a response, and then this meeting was set up. Because as we have put it, as far as we would like to see this being followed through. If it's not this department, maybe the portfolio committee can advise us how we can do it. Because from our side, we'd like to lay a charge that falls under this Act of Act 4 of 2004.
You want to
is it official for presenting false and untrue statements to the office of the speaker, to this and to this court, and to this committee?
And where those goals are only the right people or the reporting they had wrong people, for us to get into that place can only happen through one channel. If we make this situation where we make for a public entry. That's what I am saying, because in that way we have oversight over you and the money that you will appropriate to. If you don't take this matter, it will be us who approve that yes, build a building, yes, pay them the phone, yes, you can never have an account for every cent that is used. So I'm saying that is our lending. There are lots of things that you are raising. They are also of our lending. So can we legislate that product that we don't want to do?
Start up from the word go, but madam, we didn't have a problem in that, because the fact of the matter, as I put it, SARA is the only organization that does what it's doing from Cape to Cairo. Nobody does what that, even your colleges and all of that. And then we can appreciate that, because as SARA was founded by myself. Because I'm a roadie by profession, because of the imbalances that I was exposed to. So we can welcome that, because we have created SARA for the interest of the youth and the country.
Okay.
We can appreciate that. But what I wanted to ask last on that one is that means when the portfolio committee is saying what it's saying in terms of the operations and all of that, that means all this written commitment that has been made and undertaking that has been made in writing by the department, they can't fall away just like that. And then even the very late legal document of which is this settlement agreement. So it might just where I want some clarity on that, because we have evidence of what we're saying. We are not here to talk lies about people and all of that.
Okay. I alluded to the fact that as the portfolio committee, we are looking at the legal framework, we are looking at the constitution. We don't just go over sight and there is one guy. There is guidance. And this is part of being asking the department to do as well. That each department should have policies that guide. They must give us a funding model that shows us who do they fund, where and how. So we as the portfolio committee, we can't condone what is illegal and what is outside the mandate of the department. As Honorable Makondo was asking the department, I think this is the first question that they need to respond to. If I did declare this building is not conducive to operation. I mean, the term that they use. As the department, how can you find the renovation of that same building that has been condemned by people who have acted? Yeah? So we need to answer this question. So that we have a full picture. And if we say we are not funding operations, and there are organizations that we give money to for their operations, as the partner, do you see where the portfolio committee comes from? The end from which it comes when we say we want you to make a funding model. So that at the end of the day, we are all able to know that, okay, they do fund operations, they don't fund operations, they do fund, and if they fund renovation, they give money to other house to do renovation. How do they do it? Do they have to actually be involved in this thing, or they give money? So I think these are the issues that need to come out, so that everybody knows
We are all clear of how we do it. Over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Chair, for the opportunity to respond. I think just on the point of clarity, we received the request from the Office of OISD, Institution Supporting Democracy, and we submitted a report in January 2016. And at the time, there were considerations because obviously the IDD's assessment of the building and beyond its functional line gave a question as to whether or not it would be a prudent investment. The building is not condemned. Certainly, the city of Johannesburg has not shut the building down for any reason. We have no reason to believe that that is going to be the case. But the IDD's overall assessment was to say to invest this amount of money in the structure may not actually be prudent investment of public funds. Having said that, one of the things in the setting of the agreement was a recognition of the urgent occupational health and safety issues facing the building. And certainly there are some very real challenges that the learners face on a day-to-day basis in that world. And so the assessment then very quickly moved to try and say, all right, if work needed to be done to the building just to make it safe for people to utilize, and that's essentially what the building was. When the report was written to the Office of OIAC, it was because we were exploring a variety of options. But again, the report did not indicate that the $10 million allocated was for that. 6 months later, then acting director of the New York Jazz wrote to the New York Jazz indicating that we would in fact need some renovations of Sara House. And that was largely against the assessment done by the IDT to just improve the occupational health and safety issue. There's dams, some of the bottoms are really not in great shape. We had occasion to be in the building with the engineering, and the city council took us on a tour through the facility, and there really are some issues in the building which really need to be dealt with so that regardless of what happens, the people who are in the building are safe.
When you find the location of activity at the department, how do you do it? Do you give money to the institution to do it themselves, or do you as the department fund?
So essentially, three public entities obviously have been from non-state entities. So the cases where we have supported the refurbishment of development projects of non-state entities, we have created a direct relationship with that entity who made the request, transferred the money to them, thereby empowering them to appoint the necessary contractors. In the case of public entities, we work either through the Department of Public Works, for example, in the case of some of our cases, we in fact transfer the money directly to the city itself to do the renovation work itself. SARA has on occasion pointed to the market sector, for example, which is doing, it has appointed its own construction company that is doing that work also. So certainly the SAD process, and in response to the issues raised by the portfolio committee now, and the very clear infrastructure policy and the funding policy is forthcoming to begin to settle out exactly processes, because we do understand that there are some complications. As we pointed out in our correspondence which was sent to on Friday, we do support to some degree operations to a maximum level of 10%. And what that largely does is help to pay for the administration costs of projects. I have a copy of the budget submitted by Mugunia Taylor with regard to operations and administration. And if the committee will allow me, for the 2014-15 financial year, the $1.6 million budget, and these are the 99 items that make up the budget. Accounting, auditing, bank charges, cleaning, computer expenses, courier and postage, electricity and water, insurance, legal and business affairs, marketing communication, rates, etc., rental equipment, repairs and maintenance, salaries and wages, stationery and printing, security, staff training and welfare, telephone, fax, internet, mobile, and transport for travel. So all of those elements make up in the request of SARA for the request with 9 months of operational administration. So the issue of the DAC supporting the renovation is largely in the interest of the state of the people currently using it. And that is on the basis of which we have made an allocation now of $15 million. The building is still standing, the building is functioning, SARA staff,
But we do consider through now an infrastructure committee proposals from outside. So that it's not just one particular branch making decisions, it is the department as a whole able to see the full picture. And in essence, then we will contract directly with the organization and will not do the work outside. We will not appoint contractors and do the work on public indicators.
So the what is the problem now is as Honorable Makan said, what's the form of contention? What's the problem now that makes you unable to implement the agreement?
In essence, it is the ongoing issue about who should implement. The DAC is of the view that you can transfer the funds to start there with the help of experts that they'll be able to appoint through a provision in the capital in the budget, the work themselves, through whichever agency or whichever original contractor they choose. The point of view from SARA, as we understand it, is they would like us to appoint the IDT to do the work on our behalf. So that the relationship is not with SARA, the relationship is directly with the DAC. And that presents a range of different challenges, whether the implementing agency is the IDT or any other structure, and it's about the liabilities and all of those kinds of issues for ourselves, as well as the citizens of the city. We're not in the business of facilitating infrastructure development and maintenance. We do so because it is part of our mandate to some degree, because it is indicative, and we do recognize that it is needed. But it is not part of our core mandate, and our own competency is not necessary in that area. So we've agreed that we would provide support in the form of colleagues, that's why, and other colleagues to help in project steering committees. We've made available a portion of that budget to appoint architect, engineers, project managers, any professional that will make this work right now. But we are of the view that the funding that is that SARA will not contract with the department on that basis. And that has been the view that has been respected. We're of the view that when we make it to this public sector, we have come to an agreement, but we understand the subsequent policy for the environment that we can understand.
Okay, so we are on this issue. Let's focus on the issue of participation by the department to carry on the renovation. What's your problem in this area?
Like here.
Okay. If you have to point at anybody.
The DGGF, she has put it, that the department is not in the space of areas of renovations and all of that. Even Sarah is not in the space of renovation. Sarah is in the space of skills development, that is empowering the youth. That's not our space. So the department has agreed, and as it's in the settlement agreement, the IDT has done a report with the cost, everything, and the service in the settlement agreement, it is mentioned IDT and other bodies. That's why even in one of your meetings with the department, that's where when even Dr. Shukweni, when you were asking him, he said to the committee members that the department is still looking for a third party that will administer the fund. It's on record. And then all of us, that's why we are puzzled. The department, when they come here, they present a different story. When they are with us, it's a different, it becomes, and then all what we're saying,
it's on record in the minutes of the portfolio committee, between the portfolio committee and the department. So for us as SARA, we would like to see the department complying. That's it, complying with the settlement agreement. Nothing else. Like we have said, we can even so that the honorable members can get where this thing comes from, get this copies of this commitments that were made directly by the department, including their internal minutes of the department. This issue has been dragging on and on and on, and then at the end we look as if we are unreasonable, and then we ended up also being frustrated and then using wrong tone,
okay,
and all of that. All right. Because of this frustration,
okay,
that we have evidence.
All right.
Straightforward question.
What's the problem from you having a to receiving the man to do the right?
We have response.
And there are family models. I think in the training also that even those that are not type of religion, which are private things, they are already being assisted. They are the first one who is being assisted. They are the rest of those who are being assisted. And some of them, when assisted, they go intimate. So they get whatever, you can call it the value or whatever way that you call it. They do implement themselves. What I'm saying is, when I give you something, you must accept what I'm giving, and then you implement that. You cannot expect me to get into your house and implement on your behalf. Why did you come to me and ask help while you are able to give it to yourself? So what I'm trying to say to you is, you take it away where you are now. And there are laws in other countries, there are legislations in other countries that compels us to roll the department accountable and make sure that the department is doing the right thing. And I think we have said that you have to have whatever argument that you are getting into, look at the argument, the legality of the case, and who is going to do the implementation and all of those things. But on this case, I'm still saying, how is the government saying that you can get a lot. See, if the job that is fancy, whatever, like innovation, I'm going from the lady or man point of view, I'm not owning any organization, I'm going to own in the future, but things like this have been fishing out on how we are supposed to do things.
Yes, two issues. One to the department. I heard the department saying that the person has some officials who have got technical skills to assist FARA in the renovation of the building. What are the implications? If you forward your staff to assist a private organization to implement its building, what are the implications? Number two, for Sarah, and I think we need to conclude, because we are doing 40 years to push the department to implement the settlement agreement, which was saying is against the law. And I want to put it to Mr. Yantera that we are saying in the portfolio committee, we can assist you in that particular process of pushing the department to comply with the settlement agreement that we are seeing. Because on our view, it's against the law. Because the department can assist with the implementation or the renovation of a building of a private institution. If it was Nelson Mandela Museum or ACOP, because we will know that that is so with those words shared, I'm trying to sum up the discussion, because we can't do the portfolio committee. We are here where we are today with both the department and SARA, because there was this insistence that must happen, and I don't think as the portfolio committee we should be part of that. If there are other mitigations that might take place then let's take the portfolio committee out. Then they deal with it at that particular event. To us, it's against the law. And if the department does that, they know what it means when they appear before us. Thanks.
Chairperson, I don't have all the wisdom that we need to solve this problem. And I understand Mr. Nitella's anger and frustration. He believes there's some agreement and the agreement is not being put through. And they fight from that perspective, from that point of view. My problem is, in my experience with government, they change. I've lost some fights and I've won some fights in the past. And the problem with things to change, that even something like budget cuts, but while we're fighting this, you might lose everything. The way I understand government, because funds next year is new fund, etc., and then we're fighting over nothing. So in a sense, sometimes you must compromise in a certain sense to get to some compromise to solve problems. It's very difficult for me to judge what was said exactly here, what is the agreement, and to have a final say. I'm not in touch on that. I, in my village, from my party point of view, we did renovate the building, and it was a mistake. After how many years we had to sell it again because it did not work. Now, I don't want to open a can of worms or anything, but my gut feeling said, isn't it better to buy a new building and settle the thing? Because it seems both parties don't want to renovate, and I agree with the department, it's not their job to renovate buildings and to take that responsibility. There's a lot of legal implications. If Sarah doesn't want to take that responsibility, it could take my situation that we are at the moment. I don't think that, maybe that's not the solution, I don't know. I don't know what they need, I don't know how much, what exactly is the needs of the organization. But in our experience, we had to sell that student building, cost us a lot, and we had to buy a new one to submit. We had a smaller one that was more effective than LA, but that sure is a compromise. That's not what is said here, it's not part of all the documents. But I'm just trying to get some solution before we lose the money, and there's no money left in the end to get the solution, and that is a risk that I would take at the moment.
Chairperson, what I want to know is, on what basis did the department, in the first instance, agree to fund this project?
Thank you very much. Thank you for your
And I think, as honorable members have said, that in any situation, in any situation that you find yourself in, as honorable members are saying, there should be compromise. You know, you should weigh issues and come to a compromise. Not saying that this is the way I want it and this is how it's going. Life is not like that. You need to compromise because you may end up, as honorable members are saying, because now the budget cut and money is diminishing in department, you would, in a year or 2 years, can say, I wish I could have taken whatever amount that was being provided to me. And doing this on the basis that it's not serving you, as you said earlier, as a person, but it's serving those young people that need this skill more than anybody. Those disadvantaged young people that need the skills that are here out there. So I think we need to
forget about ourselves. This is what I always say. Sometimes you need to forget about yourself, forget about what you really want, but look at what is needed to ensure that this good cause, you know, is achieved. And I want to say to the department, and we have said this to the department, as you, Mr. Yatina, know that you read our minutes, that are there by you. This is what all the says, this is what all the says. What we need in the department is to be clear on how they do their funding. We need a funding model that is going to assist us, not we have five like this. And when they assign you contact, they need to do that within the legal framework, within their policies, so that they don't say one thing and they do another thing. What they do is something that's written. It doesn't rely on what move they are in. Today I'm feeling good, I can give my to so and so. But tomorrow my mood is terrible, I can't give anything to anybody. So this is what we've been saying in the department. Let us go back and ensure that we find each other. But this is what I think needs to happen here. Both parties finding each other. And the policies that we have now, your infrastructure policy, completed after you have signed an agreement. So it means the agreement stands. Because it was signed before your contract. So as the department and as staff, forget about yourself and think about the young people out there that need the service. Look at all the options, and given the option that was raised by Honorable Makam, that Sarah would be a supplemental entity because seeing the service that they are providing. A service that is a service that responds to what the department is doing. So sit down and in a manner that is going to bring out the plan. There is no use in going into a meeting knowing exactly, say that I want what I want. Because we need to, in a way, compromise to say, okay, if this is not working, and as I said earlier, as the political, we can't condone that is illegal. We can't condone that doesn't fall within the way that government should work. So we are appealing to you to find each other. From day one, you've been pulled apart. And you will seem to be coming together. And this is not about you. This is about any of you. It's not about you, it's not about us. But it's about the young people. South African young people. And can you come together and forget about your ego and about who you are and why you are what? But to come together. And in a manner that's going to ensure that young people get this expertise that they need so much. And as the Portfolio Committee, remember, has said yes, that let's do whatever we do within the legal framework. When we are having discussions, signing agreements, let's apply our mind. Let's not just sign anything, let's apply our mind. And there is a legal person here who should be advising the department. Okay, because as politicians, this is what we want. We want this to happen. But officials are there to say, looking at the legal framework, this cannot happen. It's amazing when it's officials that are going to be who want things to happen, and it's the Portfolio Committee that say, it's been within the legal framework. Because in my own understanding, if us who should be told by official that no, this is not within the legal framework. You are saying that we build a hall yet within the legal framework. It cannot happen then. It's not the other way around. The official, you need to be applying your mind.
She said to us, this cannot happen because of 1, 2, and 3. And tell us what can happen. Because we don't want to hear what cannot happen. We want to hear what can happen. Having a positive mindset. Not having a negative mindset that if it's not happening, it cannot happen. But how can we make it possible? So I'm appealing to you, and not for the first time. I did appeal to both parties, as the public protector, the public protector office, to say, let's forget about us. Because sometimes the things we want to own them, we want to, you know, but we need, at the back of our minds all the time, we need to have a picture of those young people that need this service so much. So I'm appealing to you again. Sarah, don't think this cannot happen. We are not dealing with infrastructure. Because you are the one who needs this. How can it be made to happen? Because if you are saying, no, we can't do it, then what do you expect us to do as a portfolio committee? We want each one of you to get out of your corner and come to the hill. Each one of you. Because, you know, we are not representing here. We are representing the public. And our interests are for the young people in this case. So leave your comfort zone. Because as a department, no, this is what we are putting, we must be like in your corner. And so I say, no, we can't do this, we're not involved in this. Leave your comfort zone and come to it so that we can begin to serve the people of South Africa, especially the young people. So as Honorable Melzer said earlier, that we need to think about, we need to think of how you can make this happen with the assistance of the department. You can't say, I don't have anything to do with innovation, because you need the innovation. And if the government is saying, we can support you, let's look at what type of support and how is our involvement going to be. And then we take it from there. I believe that from here, from this meeting, Sarah has not fallen off the table. Sarah is still on the table. But you need to be serious about working together and forget about your issues and ensure that things happen that are going to change the situation again. I want to thank you, Honorable Member, one word.
Oh, thank you, Honorable Chair. I just wanted to say something regarding what the Honorable Member has said in terms of referring to me, in terms of if I'm doing this it has never been like that from day one until today. That's why this was formed when being pushed through sweat and blood, and that's why even the building is not registered under Fredinia Taylor.
Okay.
Even the equipment that is there is under South African Roads Association Trust. It's not about me.
Right.
It's about those who come after us.
Mr. Yatela, please.
Thanks for the check.
And I think also, as we come to the end of the meeting, it's important for the department to ensure that, you know, all the information is there before they take the decision. As Ms. Yatela is saying, for whose benefit is this? At the end of the day, when we have the nomination of the building, who does this belong to? And who is doing it there? Are you as a society going to have control over what is happening there when we have given 10 million, 15 million, whatever million? Are you going to have a say on what is happening there after you have given 6 years of money for the building? So these are the issues, Mr. Lloyd, that we need to look at even before. But now it's like
you need to go there, although they have met the same. That is important that let us work together. Mr. Senator, find a middle way. Department, find a middle way so that we work together. And let them hold our hands and hope that we will be able to work together. It doesn't happen that way. You need to come closer to the people and you need to treat each other with respect. That's very important. Treat each other with respect and respect here. You get respect when you give respect. Something you can't get respect if you don't give. It's something that you get when you give. I want to thank the honorable members for allowing Sarah to meet the committee today, and we are hoping that this is not a waste of time, but it's going to draw these two parties together so that they deliver on the money of the Department of Arts and Culture. Because whatever money is going out there for us as a government, it should assist in achieving the mandate of the Department of Arts and Culture, because we are a control committee on Arts and Culture. So we are hoping that this is going to bring it together, and in life you do compromise. So let's learn to do that. If it doesn't happen, life must not always be your way. But we should look at the leader and say, another dilemma, thank you very much. Our last meeting, are you going to bring...
If I have four daughters, sure, I'd have a Mother's Day present as well, eh?